I'm Molly Hendricks King. I'm the interim director of nursing professional practice in Magnet.
I'm Liesl Gilchrist. I'm the nursing professional development specialist for cardiovascular surgery and intermediate care.
Okay. So today we are going to talk about professional development, advanced degrees, and what you can do as a nurse to explore what you might want to do, or just things you can do to explore other opportunities in nursing.
Molly, what would you say to a clinical nurse that wants to go back to school and isn't sure what route to take?
The best thing that I would recommend is to honestly shadow nurses that you might be interested in a role like that. So if you are interested in quality and safety, you can absolutely go and find a nurse who works in quality and safety and say, hey, I'm interested in this area. I would like to spend some time either being mentored by you or asking you questions or potentially shadowing you on any given day. There's so many opportunities for nursing. You know, you could do that with IT or health informatics. And so the great thing about our organization has a program where you can go on and identify people that are willing to mentor you.
That's great. I never knew that was a thing.
Yes. If you go on to Workday, you can type in find a mentor and it will pull up every individual within our organization who has signed up to be a mentor. And you can go through their profile and see what their background is.
Can you tell me more about different advanced nursing degrees? Like, how do I decide if I would want to be a nurse practitioner or a CNS? What does a CNS do?
So a CNS is a clinical nurse specialist. They are an advanced practice nurse, similar to a nurse practitioner. However, their focus is very much around healthcare population management rather than what a nurse practitioner does, which is, you know, managing care in a primary care environment or at the bedside. And again, I feel like if those are areas that you are interested in, the best thing to do is find either a nurse practitioner that you can talk to or a clinical nurse specialist that you can, again, speak with or shadow. We have some in our department within diabetes, but spending time with them because they each have a different focus, but both are licensed as advanced practice nurses.
Awesome. When I think about going back to school, I think about how intimidating the cost can be. Do you think it's worth the extra money to go to a more reputable school, or should I just go with any program I can get into?
I think the most important thing to do is to look at each school's programs that they offer. So some schools have nursing education advanced degrees, maybe with a focus in nurse administration and leadership, or they have population health focuses. And so I think really the most important thing to do is to identify where your interest lies and see if that school has a program that aligns with that. Because the worst thing to do is to spend a bunch of money on a school that doesn't necessarily have a program that you are interested in, and then you graduate with a degree that you may not be able to use or want to use.
Okay, great. You really decided to go big, Molly, and go back for your doctorate. What impelled you to do such a thing?
I initially decided to go back to get a graduate degree. I entered a BSN to DNP program, which was great. However, at the time I realized I'm putting forth all of this effort, I would like to get my master's first, and then maybe I could pursue my doctorate at a slower pace. The thing that's nice about having a doctorate is that it is sort of moving forward in nursing to be the gold standard of an advanced degree, similar to pharmacy, PT, OT, etc. Those all, their terminal degree really is a doctorate and what they're requiring for practice. So I pursued an advanced degree in nursing administration and leadership. And if I ever wanted to be a CNO or an executive nurse administrator, they really are requiring almost that you have some sort of doctorate level degree. So whether that's in doctorate in education or a doctorate in nursing practice or a PhD. So I wanted to make sure that I just had myself set up that if I did want to pursue a job like that, I would already have the degree that I needed.
What if I love school, but I don't ever want to be a CNO or an executive here? Are there other opportunities for nurses that pursue a doctorate in the hospital?
Yes, absolutely. So again, that's the beauty of nursing is that there's so many things that we can do. So nurses not only in the hospital who have advanced degrees or have doctorates, they can work in education, they can work in health informatics. You don't have to necessarily go down the path of a CNO or a nurse executive. Additionally, in the outpatient setting or community health, nurses that have doctorates are used heavily in public health. You can go into legislation, you can go into advocacy. So it just, again, it's not required, but it just helps open up doors for you.
Okay, great. Thanks. What if I'm thinking about going back to school, but that sounds like a lot? Should I start with just a certificate program?
That's a great question. You can do one of two things. You can absolutely pursue a certificate, and then usually those programs are anywhere from 15 to maybe 20 credits at the most, and decide whether or not you want to continue moving forward. I would make sure that you chose a school that would allow you to transfer those credits into a program, so that if you finish the certificate and decided you wanted to go back and get your master's, that you could apply those credits to that master's program.
Thanks, that's great advice. Can we also count on tuition reimbursement if we do a certificate program, or is that only applicable in pursuing a degree?
We do have tuition reimbursement. I will say that I would make sure that you review the requirements on our website, on our hospital's website, because there are some restrictions around tuition reimbursement. So you just want to make sure that before you apply to any school or sign up to take any classes, that you thoroughly understand what our requirements are.
Okay, great. I know that we also have a lot of scholarship opportunities available,
yeah.
So maybe that would be an opportunity for someone that wants to get a certificate that's not covered by tuition reimbursement.
Absolutely. That is a great, it comes around once a year in the spring. You do, if you are offered a scholarship, have to sign a commitment to stay with the organization for a year. So that's another thing to consider too when you are applying for advanced programs or certificates.
Great. What if I just want to start with my specialty certification? Are all of those covered by the hospital?
Yes, if they are approved by the Magnet organization, so through ANCC, they are covered by the organization. We have a program called Success Pays that is offered through ANCC, where you will go, there's information on our website, but you will go through and sign up to take one of the certifications. You can take the exam twice before you would have to pay for it out of your own pocket. So there's no money up front that you have to pay for. The hospital will take care of that.
I know that we also have that offer for a lot of sanctioned by AACN, so that would include the CCRN and PCCN.
Yep.
We have an opportunity to take that with no upfront cost.
Yes.
That's great. What if I want a certification that isn't necessarily related to my role? I had a question recently from a nurse on my unit who wanted to get an emergency nursing certification for his future career path. Is that something we can be reimbursed for while working clinically on a different unit?
Well, I guess I would first encourage him to go look at what the requirements are for the ENA certification, because oftentimes you have to have a certain amount of clinical hours within that area in order to sit for that test. So that's what I would first focus on. And then if they are specific to nursing as far as clinical areas and they're offered either through ANCC or ACCN, those are covered. But I would just want to make sure that he had the requirements.
Okay, great. I know that one of the things that makes people nervous about going back to school is needing to acquire clinical hours. Is that something that the hospital can help me secure?
So the hospital does not help you secure hours. Either your school will help you with that, or if you have to do it on your own, you can reach out to people within the hospital to ask if they will mentor you. The first thing that you would want to do if you were looking for clinical placements is to reach out to our student placement coordinator at the hospital to ensure that we have a contract with the school in place. Because if that does not exist, then you would not be able to do your clinical placements here.
What should I pursue if I want to be a nurse manager? And the best.
Oh, so yes, if you wanted to pursue being a leader and you already have your BSN, there are other options for advanced degrees, such as an MBA or a master's in health administration. So you don't necessarily have to do a master's of science in nursing. There are other options if you do have your BSN. If you do not have your BSN, then I would really encourage people to get their master's of science in nursing.
What advice do you have for how to get back into it, just to motivate caregivers that are interested to really dig in and go for it?
So one of the things that I would recommend is starting slowly. So maybe, again, this is where it's really important to explore the schools that you go to. Many programs do 1 8-week course at a time. So it really just helps you focus on one topic over those 8 weeks versus other schools that are more a semester traditional where you're taking 3 or 4 classes at a time over a 16-week period. So that's where it really comes into play, that you explore and research the school that you're applying to understand what their structure is for classes, because jumping right back into it, if you're going to a more traditional semester-based program, might be overwhelming if you're having to take 3 or 4 classes at a time versus doing one class at a time over 8 weeks.
Great. If I'm looking to get a professional certification and I'd like to take a review course beforehand, would that be covered by tuition reimbursement as well?
Yes, it is covered. However, textbooks and course materials are not covered under tuition reimbursement.
Molly, who's the best resource for nurses to reach out to if they want to start with a specialty certification and they're not sure how to go about that?
So one of the things that's really incredible about our organization is that we have nursing professional development practitioners on our nursing units. And so those would be the first people that I would reach out to, because their focus is to help you grow professionally as a nurse, whether that is through a certification or additional courses, or you want to just explore advanced degrees or other opportunities in nursing.
Okay, thanks for listening to our interview today. Thank you so much, Molly, for your time.
Thanks, really this was great.
See you next time.